So this is the way, and this is the way people tell a story. And I understand that they tell you a story in this comical way because they don't want to be so serious about telling you the story about shaman power and also many other stuff. And this old man knows about the stuff. He knows the subject, but the one who tells the story, because it was not exercised anyway, it was not used anymore, so he sort of make fun of it. And it is very funny in the Cree language, especially the old man who tells us a story, because he has a different dialect of their own dialect in York Factory dialect. It's a bit different than in James Bay. And that's a story. So this is what I mean. Some people do not tell you the story in serious manner because they are afraid they may be accused by the church of spreading and reviving the traditional belief and practices. So instead of doing that, they use legends and usually put it into comical sense. And this old man was quite an expert on that. And it's very funny. So most of the elders that I have in this subject, asking them a question, they do that. They would tell you a story which they have heard. Usually they pick the negative one. They don't usually pick up the positive kind of story. Because those elders have been converted to Christianity, and they truly believe what the missionaries have told them, that this is a devil work. So they don't want to talk about it because they were totally discouraged to do that. So that is why many of them tell you the story to cushion themselves and to protect themselves from being ridiculed and being accused. So they tell you the story in comical way or any other way. So I understand that, because one elder told me that. And that's the situation about this question: was the shamanism a religion of the Omaskigo people? So the answer that I usually get is similar. It usually is told me in stories rather than making a plain statement to say no or yes. So at least I have got some reaction, and here I am, and I have done that. The unfortunate thing is that I did not expect to go that far for the amount of money that I have received. So I had make one extra trip into that area, which has cost us, together with my wife, about $4,000, maybe $4,500, I think it is. But we split the cost. I pay a little bit because I wanted to visit also the elders, different far away from this area, to see the difference and to see the reaction. So it's all the same. And most of them says, the shamanism or the medievalism that our forefathers use, it is not exactly the church as Christianity. But it was the only thing they had before the Christianity arrived in our area. Many of those elders that I spoke to, the oldest could be about 80 and down to, and the younger to as far as 60. The 40 years old people do not have much of information. 50 years old, yes, they have heard of it. So that's the thing that I have experienced about this question of shamanism. And there is so much to explain how to see the difference.